All right, everyone, welcome back to the Rockcast. Jordan Budd here, your host, and got another episode of Tipsy Tuesday here on this Tuesday morning. It is April 7th, and I guess I just got my butt kicked with this the Mountain Tough 30-30 workout that they have available. It's a body weight only workout program, so you don't have to have any weights or anything with this whole virus affecting kind of everything, I guess, with the gyms being closed down and everything. You can get on there. This morning's workout was 300 lunges with 2 zeros, 300 lunges. And you had to do them as fast as you could. And anytime you had to stop for any reason, you had to take a break or whatever, there was two other exercises you had to do. And one of those was burpees. And I hate burpees. And then you had to continue on. So I could do about 30 of them. And then I had to do those other two workouts. So my legs certainly got worked out today. A couple of weeks ago when we did the last Tipsy Tuesday, coronavirus thing was just kind of starting in America and things were starting to shut down, but we hadn't really seen any effects of it. And since then things have changed. Besides the basic things shutting down in town, like bank lobbies and pretty much all of our, we have a lot of tractors and stuff. So our equipment people, they're all like, you have to call in to get a part or to get, if you need something fixed, you have to take it in. You just basically give it to them through the door and they fix it and then they give it to you back through the door. So it's been interesting change in things like that. All the restaurants are takeout. I'm sure everywhere is just about has the same thing going on. But we hadn't really had a direct effect of it until Nebraska closed down their non-resident turkey tag purchasing, I guess, at the beginning of this month. So it's been about a week since they did that. And yeah, so that it sounds just, I mean, it is just what it sounds like. They closed down non-resident turkey tag purchases for the rest of the season through May 31st. The purchasing period was open for a very short amount of time. And if you had purchased your tag, they're going to give you a refund for that. They haven't done any other rules as far as that goes with what you have to do once you're in Nebraska, if anything. Kansas did something I'll touch on here in just a second. It's a little interesting because we had like all of the people that we were going to guide this year are from out of state. So none of them had tags, so we just rolled them all over to 2021. It could get a, we did have a little impact, business-wise, because we have a lot of leases that we had already paid for, and now they're not going to get used, and we're not going to obviously get the money from the hunters. So it's a little bit of an interesting situation. But if you have a small business and you haven't heard about this yet, SBA. I think it's a Small Business Administration. If you go to sba.gov, they're doing a deal where small businesses can apply for loans up to $10,000. And there's a couple different portions of this. You can get a grant where they'll just give you the money. And then if they don't think that you qualify for the grant, they might offer you a loan for it. So there's a couple different ways. I've submitted mine. I haven't heard back from them yet, so I'm not exactly sure. But there's a couple different types that you can get too. One is for payroll, and one I think is just like to pay for, your big overhead costs like rent and things like that. So if you haven't heard about that yet and you have a small business, you might just want to go check it out. It could be a really good resource for kind of these crazy times. And, we're certainly not in the worst of it. Our impact has not been as bad as others. And so I'm certainly not complaining about it. It's just crazy and I hope it's over sooner than later. So, that being said, like I was going to say with Kansas, they still have their non-resident tags open for purchase for non-residents. But they're basically making it impossible for you to actually go there and hunt, because once you get into Kansas, you have to quarantine for 14 days in Kansas before you can go out into the field and hunt. And hotels and I guess all lodging facilities or whatever are required to turn you into the state if you check in with them. So then the state knows that you're there and you're supposed to be quarantining for 14 days. That just seems crazy to me. So I just don't think that many people are going to be going and doing that. So that's basically what's going on over there. It's pretty crazy. Just crazy times. So the latest episodes that we have done, the Hunting Pants for Big Guys, we had our buddy Travis Miller hunt with us earlier this year, and he hopped on, and he's a bigger dude, you know, over 6 foot, just kind of a bigger guy. And so we talked about the pants that he's got along with well from, you know, some of the bigger companies that are in the industry now. And yeah, we it was interesting to see what, you know, a lot of companies are changing their cuts of pants or have done so recently. And it's interesting to see what cuts he hates and what cuts I like, just based on size. So it's really interesting. And then the week before that, we had the 2020 bow showdown or bow head to head, I guess. We had a Rockslide member hop on and talk about, he shot like 7 different bows that are the new 2020 bows from some of the big companies. He shot them all and did some testing and shares it all on that episode. New Rockslide articles, Kuyu versus Western Mountaineering, sleeping bag review by Robbie Denning. Last time we were on for Tipsy Tuesday, he had a new YouTube video out that was, I believe it was some kind of it was the water test, I think, for those two bags. So the written article is out if you want to go look at that. And then I actually have a article that just came out on a tripod. The Manfrotto Be Free Live tripod. It's carbon fiber tripod legs. And then also the package deal comes with the head. I didn't really review the Manfrotto head. It seemed like a nice one, not super heavy. But I put an Outdoorsman's on it. So you can go check that out if you'd like. And giveaways. So we have we're doing a giveaway right now. A Rockcast podcast giveaway. It's open from now until April 13th, so you have a little bit of time, and then we're going to draw for the winner on April 14th. It's going to be a package deal. First Light has pitched in a Wick hoodie and a Corgit guide pant, two of my favorite pieces in the new ash gray color. So that's super cool. Thank you, First Light, for doing that. And then Rockslide pitched in the Garmin eTrex 30X GPS, so just a little GPS unit. And then Robbie Denning pitched in his How to Hunt Big Mule Deer book. So that is a package deal that you will be entered to win in. But this is an Instagram only contest. Not Facebook, not the forums, just Instagram. I've caught some heat from forum members because it's not open to them. But I guarantee you we will be doing some kind of a giveaway for the forum members at some point. This one is just Instagram only to keep things in, to keep things straight, I guess. You just go to the Rockcast podcast page to enter. It's just at Rockcast podcast on Instagram. You have to follow First Light, Rockslide, the podcast page. Tag a buddy in the comments of the original Rockcast podcast post about the giveaway on there, and you'll be entered to win. So simple as that. Some new Rockslide YouTube videos. The last couple of weeks I've gotten some more time on my hands. So one thing I really like to do in the spring, and I would just advise everybody to do this, especially right now, because you can do it in your backyard and you have some time on your hands, go set up your tent, your shelters, or whatever. I always like to do that in the spring, set everything up, make sure I have all the stakes, poles, make sure nothing's damaged. You know, obviously going through the fall, things can kind of get crazy when you get back from a trip. You just kind of want to throw everything in the hunting room and leave it. I will say, unless it's wet, unless I know it's wet, I will definitely make sure that things dried out. But it's really nice to be able to set everything up and just make sure that there's no damages to anything. And when you grab that tent off the shelf, you're not going to get out into the field and realize that you don't have stakes, because when you packed everything up last time, the stakes were so, you know, wet and muddy that you didn't throw them back in the deal. You threw them in your pack and then you threw them on the shelf and you forgot them. So you should definitely do that. So I was doing that one day And I had the Hilleberg NEAC, the Seek Outside LBO, which I actually haven't used very much at all. I just got it. And then the Kafaru Sawtooth. I had those three shelters set up, and I just did a video kind of going through each one of them in kind of like a floored versus floorless type video, I guess. And then in a different video, I set up the Nemo Recurve and the Spartan Green Genie tent. Both of those are kind of, you know, your ultra light. They're both floored shelters, but they're only a single wall. You can set them up with trekking poles. Then I did a backpacking stove video. Just brought all the backpacking stoves that I have. Did kind of an all-in-one versus a build-it-yourself system comparison. And then I had the Kafaru Striker in a video. Kind of went through how I have straps set up on that and then how to attach a bow to it. So that's what's going on for the YouTube videos. So kind of going on to hot news and some of the meat of this podcast because of the coronavirus situation and things closing down and whatever. So Washington State has canceled their spring youth turkey hunt and general bear seasons. They're closed for now. They didn't really put an end date on it. I guess they're just anticipating if this thing kind of fizzles out that they will be able to open it back up. But all this, all these articles are from Go Hunt, and you can go, the links will be, you know, kind of down in the description or whatever, and you can go check those out to read more into them. Wyoming bear bait registration has been delayed from the virus, obviously. And then this was an interesting one. Alaska shut down their entire bear season. At first, they shut the whole season down. And I'm assuming some residents went and raised some major hell, and they opened it back up to residents only. But non-residents still can't get tags, but residents only. So, you know, I really feel for, you know, the guides and outfitters up there that were, you know, really rely on this, that spring money as part of their income for the year. And now it's going to be gone to a certain extent. So thinking about you guys up there. Utah still has their seasons opened, but they are allowing hunters to turn back their spring bear and turkey permits for a refund. And if you do that, you're going to gain your points back that you spent to get those tags, plus you're going to gain one for this year. But the kicker is you have to return your tag by April 10th, so that's just here in a few days. And they're, you know, again, their seasons have not been closed. They're just trying to give people options, and they want to make sure that you're practicing social distancing if you're out there hunting. Idaho, however, they have suspended the sale of non-resident hunting permits, including bear, black bear, turkey, and wolf. But it does say non-residents that purchased a 2020 hunting license before April 4th can still apply for controlled hunts for the fall. Controlled hunts meaning like draw units. So there's a lot of stuff that's been suspended for sale. And honestly, that article had a lot of stuff in it. And you should just go check that out if that is gonna affect you. And then Oregon is keeping its hunting seasons open for now as well. They're just saying stay away from each other in the field, basically. But something with Oregon that's really important to note with this is they have closed their parks and they have closed their national forest access. It's like closed down to everybody. Doesn't matter if you're going to hunt or not, like it's closed. You know, that includes like some public boat ramps, and then there's some other access points into areas that might not be any parks or national forests. They're closing those down. So they're making it very, very difficult if you want to do anything like that. Rolling on to important dates for applications. If you're going to put in for applications, I know it's a really weird time with, you know, people are getting laid off and the future of this deal is a little bit sketch. Nobody really knows when it's going to be over with or whatever. So, you know, people are starting to run tight on funds, starting to wonder whether they're going to put in for tags for this fall. I really hope that this doesn't last through the fall. I really, in my opinion, I doubt it. But it, I guess it is something to think about. Obviously, just kind of weigh your options. I have personally already put in for my tags, so I'm kind of in it now. But anyways, today, April 7th, today, the Colorado application deadline is today. So if you want to do anything in Colorado, you need to hop on that and get your applications in. The 24th of this month, a little later on, the Kansas Deer application deadline is here. And then right at the end of the month, on the 30th, we have Idaho Moose, Sheep, Goat, and Bison application deadline. Rolling over to next month, we have May 1st, you're going to have the Montana Moose, Sheep, Goat, Bison application deadline. The 4th of May, you're going to have the Nevada application deadline. And then the 11th of May, you're going to have the Nevada bonus point application period is going to close. So if you want to put in for anything, you should just start getting on that. And rolling onto some hot forum threads, this is a really good time to read through some of the Rockside Live Hunt threads. You know, last time we mentioned YouTube videos that people are trying to find new YouTube channels and kind of watch through everything. You know, going through and reading some of the live hunts can be super awesome as well. And a live hunt thread is basically anybody on the forums can go, they can start one of these in the live hunt section. You know, you can say, you know, like I might start one for our turkey hunt, the 2020 turkey hunt, because even though we can't guide, it's still open to residents. So Jordan and I got tags, and we're going to go out and try to enjoy some stress-free time on that. But I can go on and say 2020 turkey hunt, you know, the Corona bird 2020. And I can basically just go through, I can post once a day or however long, throw some pictures in there of us hunting, kind of talk about what happened. And then that's a good way for people to engage and ask questions and whatnot. So you can go check those out. And then there's a mule deer shed thread up. That's obviously just what it sounds like, the mule deer sheds. If you're out there shed hunting, or if you did before and you have some pictures to throw up there and maybe kind of what you're experiencing. You know, yesterday Jordan and I were out and there was a herd of mule deer, and there was any deer that I could see that could have been a buck still was packing antlers. So that's interesting if you want to go look at that. Rolling back to a throwback episode, hunting in grizzly country with Casey Johnson. Been getting a lot of questions lately on hunting in grizzly country and people saying that we should do a podcast on hunting in grizzly country. And we've actually already done one. It was like the fourth episode ever. And so you can go check that out. On to the hot minute of pack organization. Been getting a lot of questions. There has been some questions, I guess, and some threads started on the forums about packing, you know, organization, how you pack your pack, things like that. So I just quickly kind of want to go through how I like to pack. So just using, you know, the basics of what you want, how you want to pack your pack is a big one. So you want kind of that bottom third, think of your pack kind of cut in thirds. You want that bottom third to be your lighter, most bulky thing. And that's typically your sleeping bag. I mean, it's going to be your sleeping bag. You know, if you're running a floorless shelter, you could stuff that down there as well. I usually stuff my puffy jacket down there. If we're going to hike in, I usually don't need my puffy jacket. So I'll put that down there to make a nice base for the heavier things I'm going to stack on top of that. And then I usually put my food, because that's going to be one of the heavier items. I'll put my food, as you know, up against my back, kind of filling up that top two thirds of the pack. I'll put maybe my poles or my tent on one side of that food. On the other side, I'll put my sleeping pad, cook set, maybe any other kind of more heavier things you have, put it right in that area. And then I take my extra layers and I stuff them behind that heavy stuff. So it kind of keeps it tight, keeps the heavier items tied up against my back. And then I'll kind of some moderate weight things I'll start stuffing in wherever I can. So that's just kind of a basic how I pack my pack. And then there are some really good organization products that, you know, will keep things kind of in a kit, I guess, if that makes sense. I like to keep things like, you know, maybe my hygiene stuff for camp, like toothbrush, toothpaste. I'll take some vitamins. I usually take a little thing of hand sanitizer, which is hard to come by nowadays. And then anything else that I'm going to have at camp. You know, if you do contacts, you need to have contact solution, things like that. I'll put them all in a little bag. So then I know when I get to camp and I start unloading things, I know that that stays at camp. So I can just take that little bag and I can throw it in the tent, and then that's where it is. It's not like spread out between three different spots in the pack. And, you know, I get out to go glass and I'm looking for some food and I find my toothbrush. Like, come on. So I do that with like the camp hygiene stuff. I will do it with, you know, your like a kill kit, quote unquote, I guess. Maybe have some gloves, have my game bags in there. Might have like my replaceable blade knife, anything like that. So I know that when I'm unloading stuff at camp, all right, that's my kill kit. I need to keep that with me. So I throw it back in the pack. Obviously there's a multitude of things that you can do with it. Typically with like camera gear, I'll bring like extra batteries, a couple of those rechargeable, like battery packs. I'll kind of keep all that stuff in one place. And then I can throw it in the tent and say, for the most part, that stuff needs to stay here. And then I'll just take what I need out every day. Chargers, everything like that. So that's kind of how I like to do it. I really like the Kefaru pullouts. I think that those are probably the most used or most talked about on the forums anyways. You know, they range from $11 to $16 depending what size you get. And then you can get a set anywhere from $45 to $61 for a whole set of them, you know, like extra small through their mega or whatever. And, you know, another one too, blackovis.com, they sell Sea to Summit dry bags, and they make those little dry bags in like a 1 liter. So that's another good way to like to just organize your things. And with those Sea to Summits, a lot of times you can get different colors. So you can have like a blue one as your kill kit, and you can have like a red one as your first aid and fire starter or whatever. And Exo Mountain Gear also makes one called it's called a stash pocket. And if you have an Exo pack, there's attachment points in that pack where you can put that stash pocket, I'm pretty sure. Stone Glacier has some things. They have a camp pocket, and they have what they call a swing out pocket. That's a lot like the stash pocket from Exo. You know, all those, like that Sea to Summit, they're about $11. The Exo, the stash pocket's $10. The Stone Glacier, their camp pocket's a little bit bigger. It's $19. And then their swing out pocket's $16. You know, like I said, I like the ultralight pullouts from Kefaru. They also have the mesh, and then I think they have Cordura as well for their pullouts. A bunch of different sizes. I really like the extra small for like the camp hygiene stuff. I usually have a medium for, I carry like my first aid kit and some fire starter and some kind of other essential things like that, extra batteries, whatever. I usually carry them all in that medium. And I'm trying to think what else. A large, I will maybe put some food in, or there's 100 billion different things that you can do it. But the idea behind it is that you have, you know, everything for one specific use or whatever, like, you know, like a kill kit, not to overuse that example. You have it all in one place. So no matter if you're at your house and you have everything on the shelf, or you're at camp and you're unloading everything, you know that like, all right, hygiene stays here, first aid kit goes with me, and it just makes the organization a little bit easier. I think you can overdo it probably a little bit on the organization of those things if you wanted to. But they're really handy. And, you know, as far as like extra pockets go, I like to keep my electronics in one pocket, if that makes sense. Like maybe I'll have my battery pack with like an iPhone cord and then a cord to charge my camera. I might have that in one pocket while I'm hunting, along with my InReach and then my headlamp. Kind of all have that all in one extra pocket, or however your pack is set up. Maybe in another pocket, I'll kind of have my like food and toilet paper, things like that, in one pocket. And then kind of everything else, I like to throw inside the bag, unless it's like a spotting scope. I usually keep my spotting scope and my glassing pad in one pocket. So it just kind of depends on what pack you have and kind of what you like. There's a lot of people that just like having everything inside the main bag. And that's when I think the organization with those little, you know, the pullouts or whatever really comes in handy. It definitely speeds things up instead of just having everything like strung all over your pack, I guess. But anyways, I just hope everybody stays safe out there, and just let's hope that this is over sooner than later and we can kind of all get back to our lives and see what kind of the aftermath of this is. So yeah, everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you on the next one.